Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
The British, with startling suddenness, have carried out an attack of the kind that only a few days ago was regarded as a vague possibility of the distant future. The greatest air armada of all time concentrated its unprecedented power on the German industrial city of Cologne during the night and all but wiped it off the map.
For the first time in the war, more than 1,000 bombers took part in a single raid. For 3 hours on the night of May 30th, 1942, the Royal Air Force dropped almost 1,500 tons of bombs on the city of Cologne. Known as Operation Millennium, this enormous effort was made possible only by scraping together every plane from operational squadrons and training units. Back in the United States, the Americans were celebrating Memorial Day.
On this holiday, America's first Memorial Day since Pearl Harbor, the nation is honoring its heroic dead with many of the usual ceremonies of peacetime, but it's the most solemn observance since the days of World War Number One. There have been parades and cheers, and as usual, hundreds of thousands have enjoyed the holiday in sports and outings. At the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington's National Amphitheater across the Potomac, Undersecretary of State Sumner Welles said that our victory in this war must bring the liberation of all peoples, for the age of imperialism is ended.
Today, as our nation faces the gravest danger it has ever confronted since it gained its independence, the American people are once more meeting together in every state of the Union to commemorate the observance of Memorial Day.
In his speech, Sumner Welles said that this is, in very truth, a people's war, which will not be really won until the fundamental rights of the Earth's peoples are secured. The aggressors, he said, must be disarmed, and there must be a world police power and a new world organization to maintain just conditions of life.
The post-war world that Welles envisioned in his Memorial Day address would be realized in the Charter of the United Nations. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.